Hilton Woodson, retention, can be a lot of good stuff. If you drown out a little bit, or you tune out a little bit, it'll be quiet.
We can have a conservative chair.
Be quiet and be respectful. Okay.
Okay, thank you again, Rabbi Weinberg. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we're getting close to Shavuos, so I thought an interesting topic would be to discuss Seudas Mitzvah in general, meaning when you make a Seudas Mitzvah for Bismillah, for Pidyon HaBen, for Yontif, what's the menu? Fleishiks or Milchiks?
And
right, and especially the discussion comes up on Shavuos, because Shavuos is a time where people have the minhag to have milchiks, and then the question comes in the discussion of whether that's a question of a bittel of simchas
kalavi,
or what about by pidyon haben, by bris mila. All these things, is there an Indian dafka to have fleishik over milchik or not? And how do these things come in? Okay.
Fleishik with 2 yuds or 1 yud?
Oh. Okay. So the Gemara says in Psachim here on the first page, Kuftas Amid Aleph, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Wait, before that, the first thing. Tani Rabban, Chayiv Odom L'Sameach Bonav B'nei Vesu B'Regel Samachta B'Chagecha. Okay. B'med L'Samchem B'Yayin. Wine, Yayin Yisamach. We said that in the...
This morning.
B'Archinavshi this morning. Right. Rav Yehuda Omer, Anoshim B'Roi Lahem, Anoshim B'Roi Lahem. Anoshim B'Roi Lahem B'Yayin. Men, what is... good for them is wine, nashim. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef ben Rabbah b'vig dey tzivonim. Eretz Yisrael b'vig dey pishton. Clothing, you buy your wife new clothing, jewelry, you know, that's okay. Then the Gemara continues. Tanya, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer b'zman she beis hamikdash kayam ein simcha ela b'basar. So there was a mitzvah of Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayam to have Basar. What does Basar mean? To have Shalmei Simcha. Oh. So what does that mean to have Shalmei Simcha? What does that mean? Is there a chiv to bring a korban Shalmei Simcha? Or no? It's that if you happen to have a korban, other korbanos around, so then you eat a korban, but it's not that it's a chiv to bring a shalmei simcha. Which one is it?
I thought it's
korban chagiga. But is there? There was a mitzvah bizman beis hamikdash to eat meat, not just a meat like this, to eat meat of a korban. So there's a very very interesting question. So that means if you had a korban for some other reason, you would eat. But is there any chiv to bring dafka a korban l'shem simcha or not?
Doesn't the Rambam at the beginning of the Kabbalah imply that there is a chiv to bring 3 korbanos every regal? You have your olas ha'iyah, your chagiga, and your shlamim
to bring or to
bring.
Perhaps one could say to give about the after that you don't eat.
Say you have different korbanos around. You had to bring a korban chatas because you were mechal Shabbos during the year by mistake, and you did this, so you're covered. So is there still an Indian to bring a shalmei simcha?
Unless you're fine, you can't eat that.
What?
You can't eat
the korban. Yeah. So parenthetically, you should be aware that. So you find very interesting. Okay. The question we're dealing with.
Is there?
We're talking about simcha b'basar. B'zman ha'bayis means that to eat b'sar korbanos. So the question that we're raising now is, I wasn't even thinking about talking about this, but you know, certain things are come naturally. So it is like this: that what about, is there a chiv to bring a korban simcha? Well, there's no such thing as a chiv to bring a korban simcha. So So, many, yeah.
One from the Rambam, Adiga Paragala. Ha-simcha ha-amura bergalim.
Yeah.
Ha-yakrib shlomim yetzer al-shalmei chagiga.
Yeah.
That implies that there's a piece bringing their shlomim.
Yeah.
Ha-simcha ha-amura bergalim. Ha-yakrib shlomim yetzer al-shalmei chagiga.
Yeah, but what if you have a different shlomim that you already...
Mm-hmm. Sure, toda? Or some shlomim. I guess it could be a carbon toda, too.
That's
right, so is there a mitzvah...
Whatever you have left over from before you
have. Yeah. To bring...
Ha-yakrib shlomim.
So, right, because the Mishnah says in Sukkah, you know, the Simcha is called Shiva. So, Rav Shach many years ago wrote a Shtikl Torah, and he said that he thinks it's a mitzvah to eat every day, but then one time during the holiday, there's a mitzvah to be makariv l'shem shlomim. The Shem Simcha, and the Chazon Ish wrote back to him. He saw what he wrote, and he wrote him a letter, and he said, "You should know what you're saying is Bal Tosif. You've made up a mitzvah that doesn't exist." So he didn't know what to do when he was going to print it in his sefer. So he spoke to in the end, he printed his piece, and he printed the Chazon Ish's letter to him that it's. That it's not So the Gemara says, so what about Bezman Hazeh? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So Bezman HaMikdash ain't Simcha Ela Mevaser. That means a carbon. But Bezman Hazeh V'achshav She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim ain't Simcha Ela B'yayin. So that means that Bezman Hazeh, it's Yayin. So what happened to the Basar? Basar's gone? But what, in other words, is there an Inyan? The simple pshat in this Gemara is, the simple pshat in this Gemara is today, there's nothing wrong with serving cheese blintzes on Yontif as long as you have wine at the meal. That's the simple pshat in this Gemara. Because it seems that the Yayin disappeared. And then the Basar disappeared. Because it's not Basar Karbanus. We don't have Karbanus. So it's only Yayin.
The Rambam throws it back in.
Well, the Rambam throws it back in. Page 2. Says the Rambam. Ketzad haktanim nosim kloyus vegozim vegdonus. Little kids, you give them nuts. That's right. Vanoshim konel lehem begodim. Right, v'tachshitim. Don kefima mono, va'anoshim ochlim basar v'shosim yayin, she'ain simcha ela b'basar v'ain simcha ela b'yayin. So the Rambam throws it in. The question is, but the Gemara Gemara only says yayin. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 5 for a second. It says Shulchan Aruch chayev l'vtzoa al shpei kikaros. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch left out Basar. As far as the Shulchan Aruch, there's no chiyuv to have Basar per se on Yom Kippur.
No, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about being Kfiyat Suda. It's not talking about...
It only mentions wine. Well, you could say, could be Kfiyat Suda on Basar V'yayin. In other words, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch is Basar a requirement. Because that's what the Gemara... Nowhere in the Gemara is Basar... because maybe it was only the Basar Karbanis is Simcha.
Right.
Maybe not the Basar Kulin.
Why would wine not be included in the first?
Right, so it's a funny thing. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, it was Basar Karbanis to eat. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, so now it changed to Yayin. It didn't change to Basar. So that's a right.
Halakha Gimel mentions Basar, but on the negative side.
The Gemara and above Basar talks about what happened when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed.
Right.
They said he wanted to have no Basar, no
Yayin. Right. Right.
The matter is, after the Beis Hamikdash, there's a much smaller, much limited idea of the Simcha in general. And therefore, maybe only the Rambam can have Yayin.
Yeah, but it sounds like Yayin also has a kesher to the Mitzvah.
Yeah, but
right.
Only some level of Simcha.
So let's see.
Maybe they want to limit the specific.
Let's see. Now take a look in the Ram.
No, the lesson of the Rambam is he is mechalik between simcha and yayin, meaning ella the basar, the ein simcha, meaning ein simcha ella the basar, comma ein simcha the yayin, meaning they're two separate things.
But you still should have both of them.
You should have both of them, but when you can't have both of them, one of them will suffice.
But it's master from the Shulchan Aruch that basar. But according to the to the simple reading in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, basar is out of the picture.
Right.
Oh. Because
you can't have
that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're supposed to drink wine also. Right. So that's.
That's why you make the suda.
Right.
That's a
kiddush. Well, that's the yeah. Well, that's why the Briskerov wanted everyone to drink the wine kiddush on Shabbos day. Because that's the whole thing. Okay.
By the way, are
women obligated in Sudas Yamta? Simple shot that they are. Simple shot, I mean,
so
women...
you also get to eat in wine, and you also get tachshit. That's good.
No, but they don't... maybe they don't have to have wine or basar.
Oh, so let's see. Oh, so look at the Ran here on page 3. He says, a simcha lechol basar shlomim, right? Bizman beis hamikdash kayam. So then the Ran says that, look at the end of the arrow, where they ended the bracket, rather. Shlo omru ein simcha ela bavasar ela lemitzvah naman mufchar avolo la'akev. So that's even bizman hamikdash, it could be that it was a la'akev. Right? So, okay. So let's take a look. Now, so the Beis Yosef here on page 4 asks the question on the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who says, Basar even bizman hazeh, on page 4, says, V'yesh litmo al Rambam, lama hitzvich sheyochlu basar v'yishnu yayin, abraisa katani bizman hazeh, ain't simcha el v'yayin, mashmud v'yayin sagi, below basar.
So he leaves it off like that.
In other words, so the Beis Yosef said, I don't understand the Rambam. And Shulchan Aruch L'Shitaso, as you say, right? Shulchan Aruch L'Shitaso, he has a problem with the Rambam, so he says, "Oh, we shouldn't paskin like the Rambam. Yayin is good enough." And that's how the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay. And the Magen Avraham on page 5 quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch left it out to the Magen Avraham, the second arrow on page 5. U mitzvah lechol basar.
And the Tzur also brought Rambam,
right. And if you look in the Meiri on page 6, the Meiri is always a question, how much should we give him of power in terms of Psak Halakha? Do we totally dismiss him from Psak Halakha, or that's a general question about Ksav. Right. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion. They asked the Chazon Ish, "What should we do with all the Kisvei Yad, all the Nuri Shonim?" He said, "Leave them in the Geniza. Just leave them there." And right, that was the Chazon Ish.
More Torah to learn.
Just leave them there. You know. He wasn't interested.
But he'll quote here and there the Chazon, the Meiri, as, you know, the Bim Faresh Sugya.
Yeah, but not...
He won't rely on Saka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hamavadya, the opposite.
Yeah, and others held differently. Others... There's one place I remember many years ago. I was learning the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tefillin, and all of a sudden, I see quotes of Meiri, and I was about to faint, because I always thought that the Beis Yosef didn't have the Meiri, and then one day I was in the we were learning the Kol Elyon, we were learning Stam that year, and I saw that he quoted the Meiri, and I was like shocked. But apparently, you know, the Meiri we have today is like 20 volumes. So in one of the volumes, there's like a 5-page thing called Kiryas Sefer on Hilchas Stam. So those 5 pages of the 20 volumes he had, and that's it. So what does he say here in the Meiri? Chayav Adam L'Sameach Es Beis U'Bregel Shereim V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Meh B'Samcham Kol Echad V'Roilo Anoshim B'Yayin U'Basar. So someone to say, Rabbi Brisman from Philadelphia in the Sefer Chagiga, he says, you see, even Meiri, he probably had a different girsa in the Gemara, that it was, you know, Yayin Ubasar. So, but again, the Beis Yosef didn't have this Meiri. You know, he just, you know, leaves it as is. Okay. Now comes the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo on page 7. That's the Marshal. I mean, he's always a fascinating Mechadish. So he also, deals with this question of why does the Rambam has Basar, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, the Gemara doesn't.
It's hard to figure out how the Girsa would be over there because of the contrast between Vizavahta Shlamim, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and Yayin Samach Vavenosh. Not on the time of it. I mean,
right.
To throw Basar into the...
Right.
How does his Girsa flow?
Yeah. Oh, so he says, because of Mari Karo, so he quotes the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, he quotes his question, Yeshlut Mol al Rambam, Lama Hitzvich Sheyokhu Basu Vishta Yayin. The Bebraisa Katani Bezman Azeh Ein Simcha El Beyayin, Mashmi Yayin Sagi Below Basu. So he says, Vani Omer, Rav Yehudah Ben Beseir El Lobal Lamai Dachilas Basu. In other words, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiros says "Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin," he doesn't mean to exclude Basar. The Pshita she Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. The Simcha's Yontif he Asuda. For lo nikra Asuda liyos molev tov the Simcha below Achilas Basar. Elowat. So he learns Pshat in the Gemara like this: Bisman Beisham Mikta Kaya Kayam Hayu Ochlin Basar Shlom. So then they had the real Basar, you know, the real Karbanos. By Omdim Al Karbanosay, by Yamaspik Lem Simcha Zu. In other words, but what he means to say, so he says that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you had the real chashuv basar, that was enough. But zman hazeh, you also have to have yayin
because yayin supplements
the loss that it's not korbanos. It's just regular. Simsum kfitzor mazikov lo yoshosim laraz gufa k'dayitzma. In other words, you're missing the fact that we don't have the real basar. You have to make up with the. That's how he learns. So that's the Yamshel Shlomo.
Yain was optional in time of the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, yain is mandatory.
Right.
Basar is
common. Right. Uh-huh. That's the. Yeah. Now, so the question is like this: so is basar a concept of? So on yontif is simcha. Now, what about a sudas mitzvah b'chlal? In other words, when you have a bris, Rav Shacht is very into yeah, you should serve meat at a bris. Most of us don't serve meat at a bris. Right, exactly. So. So, is there an Indian dasi you should serve meat at a bris? Pidyon haben?
She just do it.
What?
Yeah. All our Brooklyn cousins do serve have like a deli.
What, in the morning?
Yeah.
What are you kidding me?
No, I've never been to a bris of all my Brooklyn cousins that have not.
Yeah, no, I'm not very. I'm not into it.
Wow.
I think like what Robert Willock said, I think is most mustaber, even though we're going to present another pshat. That is, you know, basar simcha, but not 9 o'clock in the morning, not 8:30 in the morning. You know, the baseball players, like Mickey Mantle, they used to have meat.
Yeah,
steak
what about a l'chaim at a kiddush?
I was at a Pesach program once and they had optional places in the morning.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know, most people that I know...
by the goyim, that's what they have.
Right,
like
I told you, the baseball players have...
Whatever they have.
Yeah, the old baseball players used to have... Mickey Mantle, you know, these guys. The Gedolim.
In the Gemara, you know, lo ta'im umtsa, you know, they had the umtsa in the morning. They had raw meat in the morning.
Or is that true? Is that part of the simcha? In other words, when you have a suda for mila, does that mean that you have to have simcha in the suda? Or you have a suda? is it, in other words, Yontif, we know, is a mitzvah simcha, but who says the simcha that has to do with, you know, it's a simcha, but does that mean
the suda
has to
enhance the simcha?
Or does it have to be
simcha in and of itself? So the way we understood the Gemara was that the basar itself is simcha.
No, but we don't say a simcha
b'ma'ono. We don't say a simcha, right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
The fact, yeah.
Maybe the fact you can have a good time.
What?
Excuse me.
Right. Right, because the baby's
no simcha b'ma'ono.
It's mashma that it's not.
In Sfaradi Brit Mila, we make shechayano. Depends. If you go to Sfaradi Brit Mila, they simcha. By the Ashkenazi, no simcha, they don't like simcha. They don't make shechayano.
We make shechayano when boys are
born. Ashkenazim don't make shechayano. Ah, okay, but I'm talking about at the Mila.
This was the So take a look at page 9 in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So we quote the minhag not to have meat. Not to have meat during the you know, the Shavuot Shechalbo and the Ashkenazim and Machmer the whole 9 days. It says, and the Ramos says, "V'nogim l'hachmit shalom l'shtos yayin, v'birkas ha-mozim v'lo b'havdola, ela nosnim l'tinok, u'mokam d'alek l'tinok mutar, l'shtos havdola, v'sudas mitzvah, gon mila u'pidyan ha-ben, v'siyim masechta, u'sudas erison ochum b'osu v'shos yayin." So you see that there's why shosim b'osu, so it must be that there's an Indian to have Basa and Yayin at a Suda's mitzvah, including Bris Mila, Kol HaShayachim L'Suda. So you see, so they point that, you see from this Ramah that there's an Indian to have Yayin at, or Basar at a Suda's mitzvah, and he quotes, the examples he gives are Mila, Pidyon HaBen, etc. So therefore, that could be doche, the minog of not having meat during the 9 days. So you see, so if there would be no Indian necessarily to have yayin, then why would it be doche? And then he limits it. Kol ha shayachim l'suda. In other words, really you shouldn't. In other words, it's for the people who are shaykh to the Suda, not for the...
You can't invite the whole restaurant in if you're making private...
Right, exactly.
People do this. You can't do that. Everybody gets in.
Right, yeah.
People are even... They hate the mukhs so much they even want to go and sell it.
Oh, so then... So that's... So you see that... You see from that Ramah, there's an Indian to have Basa and Yayin even by a Bris Mila, or else it wouldn't be Docha the minute. And then, on page 10, you have another interesting halakha.
By the way, would we have that nowadays, where Minhag is to have a dairy bris in a community? Would we allow a 9-day bris with...
Yeah.
Serve meat?
Yeah.
Well, right, in other words... Yeah, I mean, technically speaking, it should be okay. It should, you know, for the Rambam would say, yeah, okay. In Okanami. We'll see.
Making
our pizza. Right.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But then there's another halacha that sometimes people don't know about. And that it's kedai And that's, it's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that on Friday, you shouldn't have any special sudas on Friday. Even in the morning. Even in the morning. Even in the morning. So I would say, we once had you want to make a going away party, some special thing that, special occasion, and you want to, it's not a suda. Say if a person normally eats place, he eats lunch, so he's allowed to eat lunch. But if he wants some special occasion, it's considered what? It's considered a bizayon to Shabbos.
Yeah, we don't wash on Erev Shabbos.
even to have.
I don't wash it.
Right, even not washing, even.
But I saw in many.
Say you want to have. Say you want to. You're making a party for Chris. One of your colleagues is, you know, going away. He's whatever, and you want to make a gathering to do it. The Gemara says that the families that did it were destroyed. It's very. That's why we once had this in our family. Somebody's birthday, they wanted to make it an Erev Yontif to make a birthday party for somebody, and I was very adamant that we shouldn't do it, because I, from the pachad of the Gemara in Gittin, in Lamaches, whatever.
In the summer, in the Syrian community, some people, they have this new mishigas to make the mazeh party. Right before Shabbat, they get together,
what is
and they
it?
Have the mazeh party.
They call it,
you know, lahmajin and kibbeh before. So a lot of rabbis spoke against it.
Why
did
it? When did it occur? Like when?
In the last few summers. You know.
No, but I'm saying when before Shabbat.
Like right before
this
Shabbat.
This is a whole trend.
A couple hours before Shabbat, you know, the mazeh party.
Barbecues.
When do they do
on
it?
Friday?
They do barbecue
and
right
drink.
Before Shabbos.
See, so that's similar.
You're so innocent.
You don't need to get drunk.
You're not getting pledged
to get drunk. Could be. We'll see in a second. Oh.
I don't
So.
But I saw in the Sefer Minigishol Torah that they said that the Rebbe used to wash Erev Shabbos and then put the bread in the pashtida.
Well,
that they
the
Rebbe is
a lemala me'ahalakha.
Oh, so
Shulchan Aruch.
So look at the Rebbe on page 10. Look at, yeah. He says b'sudashim is man be'erev Shabbos, but he said, but if you have a bris mila, like my oldest son, his bris mila was on Friday, so then we have a suda,
right.
You know, because there's, we're not
do
making
it in the
it.
Morning though. Yeah.
He says b'sudashim is man be'erev Shabbos, I got bris mila, opinion aben, mutter. On Friday. Okay, then we're going to push it. Okay. But says the Mugan Avram quotes the Shalah. We're talking about Shalah.
Shalah.
Yeah.
Shalah.
You're
going to daven by the cover of the Shalah.
So if you want
to
see...
Always should be zocher to learn the Torah of the Shalah.
It always is kedai to look the Shalah inside. Because the Mugan Avram only quotes you like a little snippet of the... So let's see the whole thing inside on page 11. The shalahs are complicated to find because there are a couple of swarm of the shalahs, and you have to know where to look to find what you're looking for. So let's see the story. Page 11. The Maseches Gittin Perka Shalech Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Shtei Mishpochas Hayu Bishalayim Achas Kava Sudosa B'Shabata in Beis Medrasha, whereas one of them had a suda on Shabbos when the rabbi was giving his shir, you know. Achas Kava Sudosa Be'erev Shabbos. And the other one had a special suit on Friday. Ushteim Nekru. And they were both were uprooted. Perish Rashi Be'erev Shabbos Be'lel Shabbos Enkan Kovat Kaimulon. Okay, Kovat Yom Vikalim Farshi Be'erev Shabbos Mamish. Right, different opinions. Okay, second arrow.
During the shiur,
they didn't go to the. They didn't go during the during the.
No, that's why it was the
kids. They washed. Let's say you're having a barbecue when you're not washing. Would that be?
No, it also should be a problem.
I'm saying kavasuda.
But sushi,
you have
to tell it. Yeah, but if you have something that's substantial, but then he says like this. Look what he says here. The second arrow. She says, "Kilmadati Torah b'kal Kodesh Krakow." I was in Krakow. Eitzel Rebbe Mori Hagona Chosid Shlomo Zal. Yeah, Marshal, right? Yirusha Yasadik be'erev Shabbos. So he was a sadik on erev Shabbos bris. Now listen to this: for Larotza Leilech Lekvias Hasuda Shal Mila, he didn't want to go to eat at the Sudas Mila, even though he's a sadik. For Omer Shul Kal V'Chomer Misudas Mila Shachala Be'Rosh Kodesh. Because what's the vibe? Because really, even a sudas meal, if you're going to serve on the 9 days, if you're going to serve meat, you should only really give it to what? Minyan mitzumtzum.
Sounds like it's play number two.
Yeah, right. Minyan mitzumtzum. V'lo yoseh. Yeah, minyan.
You need minyan to eat it.
Yes, there is. What do you
So what's that?
There's an Indian of a minion by Achila?
No, not what's by Achila, by the Mi'ah itself.
Okay.
In other words, even when we're matir, when we're matir for the Sudas Mitzvah, really it's only for minyan b'tzumtzum. And that's just the minhag, right? That's just the minhag. So madach a minhag, we're only matir meat during the 9 days for minyan b'tzumtzum. So here on Friday, Isser achilas b'osim yemehim einu el minhag ba'alma, al-kolzos nogim she'in ochlim yosem yeminyan of people, but kviyasud b'erev Shabbos who din the Gemara, that's a real din. So certainly, yemiyesh minyan shelo yochlu yosem. So he tied it, even though he was so afraid, I was also afraid of this, I'm telling you, we had a whole thing in a family that someone wanted to make a birthday party for somebody, and I was very adamant we shouldn't do it on Erev Yontif. So he says...
Even in the morning.
So Madach, when we matter meat during the 9 days, we only do it for a minyan mitzumtzum, really. Only so, and that's just a minug. So when we want to be matir to have meat, when? On Erev Shabbos, so therefore we shouldn't only... And he figured there are going to be other people there, so even though he could have said, I'm Ichben the Sanduk, he was afraid. So that's what the Marshal said. Vani amarti lo, says the Shalom, Mazaraya, Mishlam Hashem emtza limtzo takona l'kbo suda al machali cholof. He says, but over there, efshal limtzo takona, they could have what? They could have had milchik on the 9 days, so now you're having fleishik, so that's a special heter, that you're having fleishik. You could have had milchik. But Erev Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos is not a special, but Erev Shabbos, there's no, right, the Kviyas Suda is Yisur Bein Basur Bein Cholof, so it wasn't a special kula, so then maybe you could eat. One second. But then the Marshal said back, no. Ain't simcha el below basar. So therefore, I couldn't have just said that we could eat milchiks because ain't simcha el basar. So you see here that he was makpid on dafka basar. And that's how they pour it down.
Fibris.
Oh. So, now, there is a interesting tshuva. Take a look for a second on page 13 in the Maram Shik. This is Maram Shik. I didn't write down who it is. It's the Maram Shik, the Talmud of the... So he has a fascinating discussion here. Listen carefully. He says, Nafsho b'shei loso hayas d'chikali shaita v'giyaz man Nisui the Chasunas Bito, his daughter's getting married. The aim be a chalto lasa sudas nisuin, and he can hardly afford to make a suda for her. He rushes to hakal atzma lasa a suda b'machole cholo. Can you make a milchik chasuna? A milchik chasuna. Otzorik lahatil, or is it better to hatil atzmo is the alatzibor to collect or the lavos or borrow to make sure that you have. That was the question. So he discusses all these different things, and he says, you see, you know, from that the Ramoa, right, even by Bris Mila, you know, they had meat. So he says, so why don't we have it? So the bottom arrow, he says, the reason why we don't have it. Al pizei yesh liyashem ksas minuka olam shagam be Bris Mila osim basud machalchov. Right, you can take a look at the Tosis in Moed Cotton on page 12 in the bottom. He says, mm-hmm. So we don't say a Simcha b'mono, so we don't view it as a Sud of Simcha, because Tzara de Yanuka, so you can't say it's a the child was crying, so therefore you can't call it the full simcha. So therefore, the Maamar Shuk says that's the reason why, you know, the minhag became that we're not makpid on.
Uh-huh. But by Sheva Brachos, we have that.
But by Chasana, that's a whole different story.
Right.
Dafkal Sosa Basa. Right. Of Amsudas Nesuim, page 14 on the top. Lo Shamanu, Raki. Yeah, Bar Mitzvah. I see him. Yeah, the famous. Yeah. And Pashas says, if you hold it, you need Basar. The Gemara says in Chagiga, yeah, page 20, as they say for Minhagim, but Tzina Shadono Poskim Yotzi Videch the Basar Oaf, because the Gemara says Hamachta Bechagecha is only meat. Beef. But Ofos and Menachos, not. It has to be Bechagecha, something that a Korban Chagiga could come from. So you can't bring a Korban Chagiga from Of. So Mela, that means that there's no Simcha in Of. But it could be also, here I wrote on page 22, that so the coming to Shavuos now, so if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, so you just have to be makpid to have wine.
It seems like all the achronim that the Rebbe brought seem to circumvent the Shulchan Aruch and go back to Arambam in a sense, no?
Right, but the Shulchan Aruch is still the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, no, I'm asking, yeah.
Right, so where, if you follow this, yeah, so, and even if you want to say, but even if you want to say not like the Shulchan Aruch, and you say that you have to have meat, but Mehechi Teisei has to be every meal. It could be, that's right over here, uh-huh, that could be per day.
Right.
So that's what
right,
we try to
right,
do.
We
eat the
Daniel Kroll,
milk at
again,
the night meals, and Fleishik at the day meals. So
I do the opposite.
Yeah.
But
we do the opposite.
Have and then they wait.
Right.
Right. You
can. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the, like they point out, that's the, that was really the old minhag. If you hold like the Rav
Lach, drink a cup of milk.
Yeah, because Lamaisa.
No.
He doesn't drink it.
Oh, but he used to. But there was a, right, you know what? But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Because the Ramah says.
But Amo.
The Ramah says.
The reason for the dairy
is with the Shtei Halecha.
Right.
So therefore, you have to have two different loaves because you're going to eat one with milk and one with fleishik, and the halacha is you're not supposed to. You know the whole discussion about the Sunday morning French toast with the challahs that you had from. So if they're all greasy, so then it's, you know, there's a halacha that you're not supposed to. French toast Sunday morning.
Yeah. I said you're not supposed to do that, but it has to be put separately in a tray.
Yeah, even Rav Moshe's makel, if you have a, you know, big challah and you didn't cut the whole thing, and you can, you know.
I told you you can't. But.
Yeah. So, and and also, so now why is it better to do this way? Why is it better to do the milchik meals at night and the fleishik meals in the day? Is because, like Rabbi Ralbag once spoke about this, but here, page 21, it's because it says, the samachta v'yisa'ach sameach l'rabos leil yontav achron. So the Gemara says there's only simcha by yom, but at night there's no simchas yontav by night. So mela, the din of simcha is really by day. So mela, simcha is really by day, and then if you hold that each, you know, you don't necessarily need it by every meal. So would Rabbi Ramban put that would make sense to what to have the fleishik meal in the day and the milchik meal at night. You don't have to.
I didn't know this is the Rebbe's book.
Why are Shabbos are more subjective by owning?
It's interesting. Like, right, on one hand, like, I think most people, you tell me, like a yontif like this, everyone by Shabbos is going to have fleishik. Right?
Ironic.
Even it's ironic because really the chiyuv fleishik on Shabbos is much less, but we're so used to it. Like, so that be right. In Seattle, they all have Shabbos lunch. They all have milchiks.
Okay, and they say that's an old minhag or that's a new minhag.
I don't know. The Sparta community. I have.
I'll tell you what the old minhag was. The old minhag is that they prayed very early. They came home. They had a little. They made kiddush and had a little dairy, and then they ate lunch and meat at 1:30. You know.
Yeah. So it comes like this. Lemaisa, no one could tie if you follow the Shulchan Aruch and you have wine, then you yotze. Even if you have dairy at all the meals, you yotze in the midst of Simcha. And if you want to be choshesh for the Rambam and to have, or the Yam Shel Shlomo, then you have to have meat. But even the meat, not necessarily at every meal, because it could be that the chiyuv of the chiyuv of simcha is per day. Rav Shechter had a chiddush that he wanted to say that maybe there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkos. That by Pesach, just like we only have Halal Shalom the first day, it was all considered one unit, so maybe you didn't have to have that same chiyuv of having wine every single day, or meat every single day. In contrast to Sukkos, where there's
Chalukim Kol Hashem. Maybe you have to bring a new Shlomim every 2 days for the entire duration of Sukkos?
Right. It's a Mishnah. A Simcha Kol Shiva.
I know, but that means that you can Kol Shiva. That you have
to. You have to.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You bring four apples of Shlomim.
I told you, you don't have to bring. That was Chazon Ish said. It's not a din you have to bring. If your next door neighbor. Yeah, if your next door neighbor has some meat because, you know, he brought up, you know, it's not a din. That's why the Chazon Ish says it's never a din that you have to be makriv it, unless you don't have any meat left.
Does everyone hold it? Is still booked by chickens? Does everyone hold that way? Does chickens have chickens?
No. Some say that Rav Shachter points out that Yad Ephraim here on page 20. Because of all divrei Ramon, chay nogin ein adam shochet om kein notom kabbalah of nechacham. Right, the halacha is that you're not supposed to be shochet unless you have like special smicha for shchita. That's called a kabbalah. So the Chavos Yair says b'kfar shacholah shochet. The shochet got sick. Samach liyatif. The lamdan echad yodei hilcha shchita ubedika. So there's a lamdan in the community. He knows Shchita and Bedika. Rach Shemei Olam Lo Shochat. But he never shechted in his life. Blah, blah. So, Ein Lo Lishchot, Rach Machma Simchas Yantav. So he says, Yesh Lahatya Lishchot Ofos, Eitzel HaShochat HaChola. In other words, it's better to get the Chola to shecht Ofos. That he, I guess, it's easier to shecht Ofos. Eitzel HaShochat HaChola, Avdein Diotzim, so that's what. But then he says, "If he has died in there, the blav hachi ain't zakim b'shal be simcha." Simchas yontuv v'adai ika, because he says that no, because the Mishnah says in Beitza, "Gabe hasmanas yone shovach." I mean that if you're not gonna do it, asi lemimna misimchas yontuv by not eating the bird. So there are from that Gemara, as the Shapu pointed out, the Yad Ephraim discusses that there could be a shita that you would yotze with chicken as well.
There's a lot of kviyas. So the hechet has said that the shir of simcha has anything associated to do with kviyas of suda. Maybe there's a shir of poravias or drink. How much wine? How much meat makes you the simcha? Well, where do we have such an idea that there's a shir for that? And if so, what would the shir be?
You find it when you have to use
the word kviyah. I'm saying that there's no, because when it comes to chashitim there's no amount, right? When it comes to goes on in Klaios.
Right. But usually, we assume it's a reis. That's what we assume. That's what the post gives us. So, yeah. So that's. Yeah. Now, there's another very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Chalap liked to point out that people know part of the Gemara, but they don't know the. You know, there's a famous machlokas here on page 15, the Gemara Pesachim. The machlokas from Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. We'll just finish this war, and then we can have questions and answers, whatever you'd like. How are you supposed to do Simchas Yontif? So the question is like this. Rabbi Lezer says, Ein lo la'odom b'yontif ela ochel o shosa o yoshev v'shona. You have two choices. You can basically eat, right, kulu Hashem or kulu Hashem. You can spend the whole day, obviously you have to daven, but then the whole day you're rot, you're eating and partying. That's one way. Or the other way to do it is kulu Hashem, basically. And according to some poskim, you could even fast. Wow. Kulu Hashem. Your whole day you're davening, learning, and fasting, and you're not doing any lachems. And Rabbi Shua says no. Kalkeu, chetzia lachila, shtia, chetzia lebeis hamedrash. And the Rambam teaches you how to do that. The Rambam teaches you, has a whole seder hayom, that you basically go to shul, and then you... you're davening, learning, and then you go home and eat a little bit, then you go back, daven, and then he orchestrates the whole day. That's why the Sternberg discusses that when people stay up the whole night at Shavuos, there's a whole question of how you're really doing. In other words, could you say, well, I stayed up the whole night learning, so maybe I can do a kulo lachem in the daytime because I already gave kulu Hashem at night. But the pashup shot is that it's a din in the day. So everyone knows the Gemara that says Hakol Modim Batzeres Dibidinam Lachem, which is the very interesting idea, because you would think that if any day I have the option to say I'm going to learn the whole day, that would be Shavuos. And it says no. By Shavuos you need what? You can't choose to do kulu Hashem. You have to do kulu. You have to have lachem. Everyone knows it. But Rabbi Chalap pointed out that the Achronim pointed out that people there's two other days that the Gemara says that you have to do lachem also. What are those? Hakol modim no. Hakol modim b'Shabbos, the bein anami lachem, and Hakol modim b'Purim, the bein anami lachem. So the 3 days are what? Are Shabbos, Shavuos, and Purim. So the question is, in other words, those days you can't opt to say, I'm going to do Kulul Hashem. So what's the idea? What's the Tzadah Shava between Shabbos, Purim, and Pesach, and anything else?
Shabbos,
Shavuos, and Purim. So the Binyan Shlomo, that's from Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, he wrote a nice piece here. You can take a look on page 16 and 17. He says the following. He quotes the Shiltos. The Shiltos was the first sefer, after the Chasimus HaTalmud. It used to be common that people would learn Shiltos on Shabbat. Yeah.
No, Rabbi Haidon.
Yeah, Rabbi Haidon. Rabbi Chai. Rabbi Moshe Tendler Shlita in his shul, I don't know if he still does, but on Friday night he would learn with the Balabatim, the Shiltos of that week's
nice.
Parsha. Yeah.
Because it's a mix. It's
yeah. So the Shiltos says like this, what's the Indian of eating Suda Shabbos? He said, you know what the Indian of eating Suda Shabbos is? Because there's a halacha when you build something new, you build a bias, like the Beis HaMikdash or your own house, you're supposed to have a Suda of Chanukah Sabayis. A suit of Chanukah Sabayis. So he says, that's why the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that when the Beis HaMikdash was built in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they ate for 7 days, and then they had Sukkot for 7 days. So they ate for 14 days. 7 days of Chanukah Sabayis, 7 days of Sukkot, and then it comes out, if you eat 7 and 7, that means you ate on Yom Kippur, because you ate 7 days, straight, and then Sukkot 7 days. He ate in Yom Kippur, so they were all afraid that, you know, ain't on Yom Kippur, that's not a simple matter. So the Baskol came out, don't worry, Hakol Mezumonim L'chaye Olam Abba. But you see how chomer the Indian of to make a Suda when something is complete. So he says, that's why, when the world is complete, Shabbos is the completion of the world, we have to have a Suda to what? To what? To the creation of the world. But we know, what do we know? That the world was going to, Yom HaShishi, that the world was in flux until Kabbalah Satorah, or else the world would have gone back to Tov Avo. So therefore we have to eat another Suda when? On Shavuos for the Binyan Olam. But then what? The Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos was Kof Alem HaGigigis. So Purim they re-accepted. So now the world is firm, so I have the third Suda on Purim. And that's how he explains that that Gemara. And the Binyan Shlomo here, page 16 and 17. Okay. Binyan Shlomo was the Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. He was one of the Dayanim of Vilna. And his brother Bezalel.
He wrote Haggahot on the
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bezalel and Rav Shlomo. Those are the two brothers.
That's Vilna. They added to the Yisroel Peshat.
Okay, so this is a synopsis of the different mitzvahs, different Yom Tovim, different things. And
does anyone say there is required on Shavuos?
So what's the earliest source? Where did it become? So it's interesting. The earliest source that's brought out, I brought it here. But before the Ramah. See, the Ramah is later. You know the earliest source? I'll show you the earliest source for this thing. Yeah, take a look on page... page 18, yep. The Kolbo. The first word on the line is B'Shavuos. In that line, Shechei Kosa B'Kolbo. Gam Nogu Lechol Dvash V'Cholov B'Shavuos. Ne Atorah Shenim Shalom Dvash V'Cholov. Kama Shechosu B'Shir Shirim Dvash V'Cholov Tachas L'Shonech. But that's the earliest, as Rabbi Oberlander pointed out, that's the earliest source for this idea that we should have the sweetness of Torah, Dvash V'Cholov Tachas L'Shonech, and it should be sweet. It's the only mitzvah that we make a bracha of a harevna, right? Is Torah. And to remind that idea, that's why we have Machal Echolv. Anything else is a later, but Ramah says that we have it because this way we'll have two loaves of bread, the Zeichet of Shtei Halechem, because we have one bread with the Milchik, one bread with the Fleishik, and then we have two. But that's a later word. But the earlier pshat in the Kolbo, that's like Rishonim, is this idea of Dvash V'Cholov Tachas L'Shonech. So then it evolved this idea of having milchik meals. It didn't mean that you had to have a suit of the, because then you have the question of what bracha you make on cheesecake in that. What? Beis lechem, right? Because you can have some milchik and some fleishik, and then you can have one roll for the milchik stuff and one roll for the fleishik. So that'll be shtei lechem, zechem shtei lechem. But that, I'm saying that was a later, reason. But the earlier reason that was given is in the Rishonim is the pasuk in Shir Hashirim with Dvash V'Cholov. Right. It's not the idea that you have to have a suda of milk, right? It's that evolved. That was once you have your milk, so that people, and then so many meals that a housewife would say, have a little variety, mix it up a little bit, and
I called you this last week about this, but ended up. The German minute is to put a talus on a chasam kala during the Berachos Nesilah.
Right.
Apparently, this is such a minute.
Yes.
See, it's like the two of them are wearing it together.
Right.
So should he make a bracha, and before he puts on that talus, and in Cain, if he does make a bracha, no shechem, it's on a new talus. Forget about that. Should she make a bracha?
Pardon.
And The top of both of them.
Yes.
Well,
you should know.
But we were. This is my shaila. My shaila really was: should he make a bracha? Should Hashem make a bracha on the tassel of the chuppah? Which is, you know, a pause in the performance.
Yeah, well, obviously it's in the day, or else you wouldn't ask the question.
I actually saw that at Josh Fagan's wedding. He made the bracha. He said Minhag Frankfurt was to make the bracha, but not to put the tallis over their head, just to put the tallis over both of their shoulders.
Yeah, sometimes the Minhag can make Minhag Frankfurt.
But Schechter took the tallis and put it over both of their heads and said the correct minute gets to wear it over their
yeah,
heads.
If you want it, there's a safer call.
So
Minhage, Shorshe Minhage Ashkenaz.
Yeah.
It's Oberlander.
No.
It's a hot, golden hot.
Arbacher.
No.
Arbach.
No.
Stop.
It,
I have it.
It's the purple.
Bamberger.
So
what did you do? What did you do at your wedding?
So he wrote.
They make the bracha.
He wrote like five volumes. And it's a very chashuva sefer. So he shows you pictures that the old weddings, they didn't necessarily have a chuppah. In other words, they just had a talis over. The idea of the chuppah was a later thing of, you know.
But there was probably hefset tefach or something.
I saw the pictures. There were pictures. Look at that. You get that book.
And you can't. I have it. And you can't see. You can't see the chuppah on top of it.
Right. This was the chuppah. Right. Ramah. But the original thing.
That's by Svaradim as well.
That's
how
Levisha
tells
us. Right, it's not
right.
About wearing the palace.
Right.
So should you be making a bracha in the first place?
He says that the minhag and the German minhag was.
To make a bracha?
To make it.
So then I was just asking the 2019 question, if that, whatever he's doing you should make a bracha for, then why is she not?
Well, if a woman puts on a pair of tzitzis, she has to make a bracha on it, doesn't she?
I'll tell you why. Because for a woman, even for Ashkenazim, it's very questionable what the Ashkenazic women do to make bracha and mitzvah sasei shazman grama.
Why is it questionable if that's Rabbeinu Tam and that's been settled Ashkenazic law? What's questionable?
You want to know?
But no, he's talking about the
Rule of an Esro.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I mean, look, my daughter is very excited that, you know, every night she's making a bracha on Sfira, so I'm not going to take away her excitement, and I don't want, you know, it's a good thing that she's excited. But technically speaking, so I'll tell you what I think. It's not necessarily the most politically correct thing of this generation. Okay, but that I think that the pshat is like this. There's a question: if a woman does mitzvah saseh shazman grama, does she get schar or not? So many hold, Rav Moshe Feinstein, others held that she gets schar. But there's a whole other school of thought of the Shagas Aryeh, Oneg Yontif, they say no schar. Meaning, the famous truth of the Shagas Aryeh says, if you carry a shofar for a woman to blow on Yontif, you violated an Isser Daraisa of Hotzah Shalom Letzorach. Wow. That's the Shagas. And you can be Chayv Malkus for that. You
that
know.
Doesn't mean there's no sachar in
One second. So, and then the Oneg Yontif says that a woman, unless she's married, is also to be in the sukkah. Because
Rashi says
Bal Tosif. You can't be in the sukkah. One second. You can't be in the sukkah. Why? Because you're getting hanah from the sukkah and you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Okay, one second. So what's the side? So
but
the
why are you? Why is it us to get hanah from the sukkah if you're not getting a mitzvah?
No, because there's an issue of getting hanah from a sukkah. The Gemara says sukkah is like a korban. Shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. So many hold that only means if you physically are getting, and many hold not this way. You know.
Right. What about children?
Well, children are chinuch, yeah, children are chinuch. But when you're married, then since you're supposed to be with your husband, then you can be in the sukkah. That's the Oneg Yontif. Oh, so what's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazic practice? So So I think, and I think Rav Avadia has one point like this, I think the real pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is not that he held that they get a kiyum mitzvah. It's like this. The Gemara says, smicha. Smicha means you have an animal, when you bring a korban, you put your hands with kol kocho, and you get the mitzvah of smicha. But if you're not chayiv in smicha, and you do it, you violated the getting, using kachim, shalom l'tzorah. So the Gemara says like this, that they told the women, they can put, the women wanted to do smicha, so you can do, put your hands lightly. Akfu yadayu. This way they'll get, you know, they'll feel connected, but they're not really doing the mitzvah. And smicha, if it's not b'chol kocho, is only an issur d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, by an issur d'rabbanan, l'aseis nachas ruach l'anoshim, we allow. Oh, so this is the pshat. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that bracha levatala is only d'rabbanan.
Right.
Rambam holds it's a d'raisa. So Mela, we can tell women, you know what, you want to make a bracha and make you happy, since it's only a derabanan, lasei snachas ruach l'nashim. Understand? And but the Sephardic women, so Mela, whenever you can avoid it, it's probably better to avoid.
But it's not about avoiding, it's about bringing nachas ruach, if they feel good about doing it.
Right, right.
If they're wearing it the same exact way,
right.
I don't know, it was just making a little bit.
Now, just like, there is certainly a mahalach in the Rishonim that women do get a kiyum mitzvah. Like, if that's not a real time, the Rosh victims that way. So I'm just curious why Rebbe feels more comfortable with this mahalach.
Because I think that's the pshat in the Tosfos in Rebbeinu Tam.
You think it's more compelling in Rebbeinu Tam?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think he meant.
You know, you're saying, you know, like, you're
that's what I think. I'm not saying I'm the only pshat. I
know the Rosh quotes are Rebbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
That they don't have a fear, but they do get
scarred. So, I don't know. That's what I thought the simple shot was. I mean, there are achronim that hold that they don't get them, you know, I told you, the Shagas Aryeh holds and the Onagantiv holds, but others hold they held differently. You know, so, and it's not the common shita. So, I don't want to, you know, so I'm not, it's like I told you, my daughter gets so much satisfaction that, oh, Abba, did I count last night? Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Right. So, you know, so you have to, you know. But, you know.
Okay, what else we got?
So, just to clarify, though.
Do it.
Which mitzvot atzei shazman grama? Sukkah, it would seem like actually doing the mitzvah when you're not married or in certain contexts is not only not a good thing, not only don't you get tzar, it's a negative thing.
According
is
to
that,
those...
Is
yeah.
that with other mitzvot asei shazman grama?
No.
Meaning like, where...
Well, every...
The mekubalim are...
Right, I get that, but in general, if the bracha is something that could potentially be an... Isser Durabanan, what about Lulav and Arug?
Right.
What about learning Torah? What about...
Okay, so which one do you want?
Kriyat Shema. What about...
Right. So
I mean, there are a lot of mitzvot asei shazman grama.
Right. So, it's like Rabbi Badi always points out to me. He says, the thing that they really chayiv in is davening. And that they should, you know, be most makpid on. Sometimes, you know, the... into other things, but davening is that's a real chiv. Everybody thinks it should be three times a day, but okay, even if your person wants to be makel by right,
yeah.
But davening that's you know,
two or one.
And shofar again, shofar,
but there's a minhag we took on, like,
right
now women are obligated shofar.
I don't say they're obligated, but it's a minhag that they right. do they was Shofar is like so chomer, you know, like no one wants to miss out on the shofar. It's more psychological, I think, than halachic. It's like Yom Hadin, and you know, and the Gemara says that anyone who didn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah won't have a good, you know. So you know, everyone's afraid Rosh Hashanah. You don't want to start on Rosh Hashanah, you know. So, but then the only thing with shofar is because it's you know, it's a shayla. You can't just not blow on Rosh Hashanah because it could be, you know, the derabanan of, you know, blowing. But lamaisa, you know, I don't want you to get confused. But what I'm saying is not the the mainstream opinion. I happen to think it's right, but that doesn't mean it's mainstream. But since you mentioned it, so that's...
Why can't you say, if Rabbeinu Tam was matir bizmano before the postmodern time period of today, so kava homer today, there's lasso nahru ruach la...
Yeah, okay, I'm willing to... Yeah, that's what I tell you. I tell my daughter, you know. You know, not I don't tell her, no. No, because, again, it could be in this generation, maybe, you know. Every generation, they have to know. There was a big Kiddush that Chafetz Chaim supported the Beis Yaakov movement, you know. In some schools, for a woman to learn Rashi is considered like... you know, just forget the Ramban and, you know, because it's Torah Shabbal Peh and things like that. But, you know, Dr. Belkin said, the word says, you know, bito torki lamdo tiflus. So Dr. Belkin said, he says, better our tiflus than their tiflus. You know, and so every generation, you have, you know, people who understand the generation, you have to... you know,
that's the
best thing
for... is not connected to Mevarchim al-Minhag versus then Mevarchim al-Minhag?
Yeah,
they are connected,
all connect, yes, connected.
Okay.
Right, today's Rosh Chodesh, so right. Sfarim don't make a brach on Hallel because it's only a Minhag, both Sfarim,
right.
And Ashkenazim do.
Right.
Because again, Ashkenazim are always what? Makel on brachas and Svarim on Mamach. That's why I always was wondered this. I still am wondering. Why do we paskin like everyone knows that, you know, when you're a little kid, if you miss one day, you're out with the bracha, and that's only the opinion of the Bahag. And all the other Rishonim never heard of such a thing. And why all of a sudden? Right, why all of a sudden we're, you know, the Baha'i gets its, you know. So I thought, because it's the Mechaber, who's the Machmir and Bracha Levatala. So Mimela, that's why, if there's one sheet in the Rishonim that says that, that it's a Shaila Bracha. The only question I have of myself is the Ramah should have been Masig, and he wasn't, so, okay. Yeah, so I don't know, but I think... that's that chumrah, you know, of... then I have a hashkafa idea that, you know, it's never good to skip steps. You know, that's the Sefer Mechir Yayin. Who's the Mechir Yayin? That's the Ramah.
Yeah,
Ramah wrote a Sefer Kabbalah on the Megillah Esther. And he writes, what is Homan min yasa eitz gavoh hamishim amo? He says for Mordechai. He said, Chamishim Am, that's the Chamishim Sharei Chochma. So he wanted that Mordechai should go to the top, like right away, without step by step, and this would be a recipe for failure.
Interesting.
That's the Ramah. So that's why I was once in Kew Garden Hills, Shabbos Vayishlach. One of my, Yonah Perswarsky had his offer there at Kew Garden Hills, and Rav Belsky was there for Shabbos. And he was very close with the family, and he spoke about, you know, Yaakov says to Esav, you run ahead. Anochi esna le'iti. We're going to take small steps with the kids.
Nice.
Because you want progression, you don't, like, run ahead. Step by step. You, Esav, you run ahead. We're going to go step by step. Yeah, that's the hashkafa idea.
I have a nida shaila that is a little bit halachic and hashkafa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a lot of sorry for this being girly, But a lot of women are very bothered now. They get these long-lasting manicures, gel manicures. They want to go to the mikvah with the manicure.
Yeah.
So first of all, you know, it seems that especially Ashkenazim should be machmir on this and not permit them, or, you know, lechatzila shouldn't let them into the mikvah with a manicure. But
the question is, the balaniot won't let them in.
Many will. But I think most people agree, b'diavad, if you went, it's okay. So when do you, especially with the 3-day yontif, and there are all these grand, you know, out-of-the-box questions coming in, like a woman who is already feels she's making a sacrifice, she's going to be far away from any mikvah, she has to go to the mikvah in the ocean on Shavuos, and...
Hope she doesn't get arrested.
You know, so she's...
Not serious.
So she is... She wants to know, at the least, can she have a manicure?
Rav Chaim Oizer was the Posek Hador in Vilna, you know, and he's the one who wrote the tshuva that, technically speaking, it's mutter.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's Lanoi, so if you know the person, and you know this person needs this kula because based on... You know, I'll tell you a vort. Rav Gussman used to say. Rav Gussman was a big Talmud in Vilna also. Let me tell you, this is the most important thing I'll tell you. Rav Gussman said, when I paskin a shayla, first I paskin up the person, and then I pass in the pile.
That's the way it should be.
Right. First, you have to understand, you know, the person.
Once upon
So you pass up the person. You know that you understand the person, and then right, exactly.
Oh, it's a man.
100%. So first of all, I know Rabbi Dahan in Muncie paskins like that. Paskins.
So what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line?
Right. So the type of person she's probably this. Describing is...
I would be here if it's chipped. If it's chipped, it's something that you
I'll
are
tell you.
Going to the mikvah.
Yeah, it's chipped. You should not talk about it.
If it's
I learned,
Stein
I saw
state,
Sefer written by an Egyptian rabbi who I shared with Donnie, who paskin l'chatchila, I forgot the name of the Sefer.
I'll tell you Shaila, that happened once. There was a couple that came to me. Last summer, it was a newly married couple, but I don't think I realized that. And she broke her whatever, and she had a bandage that you can get wet. And so there's a big question whether she can be tovel with that or not. So I told her
it's loose, it's tight.
No, tight. The water cannot get in there.
Oh,
the water will not
get
in, but uh-huh. you could immerse it. It's
right.
Not a thing that you can't get wet. So she came to me, and I said, okay, you know, there's a big machlokas aposkin, but you could be makel on this. So she comes to the mikveh, and I like what the mikveh did. We have, and they called up the rav. No, she mentioned that I said it was okay. If I wouldn't have said it was okay, I wouldn't have even gotten the phone call.
Right.
I mean, so they called up, and the rav said no. And I respect that, because not everyone thinks it's okay. So she came back to me.
I respect that. If one second. Rub already made a psak.
No, because they have their mikvah. They have a right. No.
Rabbi Simon just got her into the door. But that's
right.
The rub.
Yeah, they have a mikvah. So then I said to her, you know what, we're going to call up another. I think they were right for telling you because that's their psak. But I want you to call up this other mikvah, and this other mikvah's policy is that if there's a rav that said it was okay, then we'll let you in. So we lent her, but she didn't have a car, so we lent her our car, and she went to the other mikvah, Shalom Al Yisrael. That was, but
you gotta shop around for the right mikvah, huh?
You shop around for the right
mikvah.
I didn't say that.
I
didn't say.
I think
you found the right
mikvah.
The mikvah has to follow.
With with mikvah because normally, at some point in halakhic observance, people have their rug or they have their own. But if you had, like, with mikvah, certain mikvot see it as like, we won't let you in, we won't let you use this facility.
Right.
And that, there's no other mitzvah that that's the case for.
Just they have jurisdiction of the, right. So I can respect that because they have their dayanim and that's it. I can respect that. Okay.
Yeah, nice to see you. Okay. Okay, it's always a pleasure to come here.